Hello, and welcome to the DC Fempreneur podcast, a community for local DC area female entrepreneurs that collectively seek to combine and share skills, knowledge, and expertise to help impact and grow their businesses to make them more purposeful, profitable, and sustainable. Hi there, Lisa Shapiro here, founder of DC Fempreneur. And what I wanted to talk about today is the leadership of DC Fempreneur. Even though I am the founder of DC Fempreneur, when I stand up in front of a room, what I always say is that it is the founding members that are our true leadership. They are going to be the group of women that will ultimately determine how we are going to grow, in what areas we are going to grow. I mean, not just demographically, but in the ways that we are going to grow. Maybe it'll be more into technology. Maybe it will be more into professional development, leadership skills. Maybe it will be in more of a marketing or maybe even a mindset focus. Who knows? I'm not going to really be the one to determine that. And even though I am the founder, I don't take a lot of credit for the culture and how successful and how fast we have grown. I think a lot of the things that I'm doing in order to help DC Fempreneur grow is because I really truly believe in our mission. And our mission is about supporting local female entrepreneurs and combining our skills and knowledge collectively in order to help our businesses grow and become more sustainable and profitable, especially over time. And I think that when we combine our skills and our knowledge together faster, I think we will end up being more successful and we'll grow a lot faster than we would if we had to learn things on our own. And so I want to take the time to acknowledge our current founding members. The first person I'd like to acknowledge is Sandy Bishop. She dabbled in real estate for 14 years before taking a leap to becoming a full-time realtor, leaving the corporate finance world to focus on her passion for helping people achieve the American dream to become homeowners. She's recently become with a different realty. She was originally with Avon Real Estate, and now she has her firm was acquired, and now she's with Sotheby, which I know is very well known already in the real estate realm. She maintains her CPA designation, but she doesn't practice as a CPA. She's a full-time realtor. She's also incredibly helpful. I can vouch for Sandy because not only did she help me purchase my current home last year, but she also helped me sell a condo that I had in Alexandria. And so she really dug in and helped me get a lot of extra money for my sale, and she helped me save money in my purchase. So I know it sounds like something a realtor would say, but if you're interested in finding out the market value for your home, you're thinking about buying or selling, Sandy is definitely someone who I think you should speak to. The next person I want to really highlight is Robin Engelson. She's a founding member and on a mission to help people improve their mindset, nutrition, and fitness so they can be the best version of themselves and make their own unique impact. I have been working with Robin recently. She was a guest on our podcast a couple of episodes ago, and she really convinced me that by reframing my mindset and really trying to live in a more healthy and active lifestyle, that I can see real positive changes. During the course of our podcast, I complained quite a bit about how last July, I was 15, 20 pounds heavier than I really wanted to be. And over the course of the last 6 months, I lost 12 or 13 pounds, but slowly have gained a few of those pounds back. So she was inspiring me to really take the horns on that ball and take action and see what I can do to get back into a routine of being a little bit more healthy, making healthier choices about what I'm eating. Because as Robin said in the podcast, nutrition is really where a lot of the weight loss takes place. And only a little bit of that is fitness. So she was very helpful to me. And I'm sure if you're interested in getting fit or losing weight, Robin is a good person to talk to. The next person I really want to talk about, of course, is Melissa Maylette, who's our photographer. She specializes in personal branding and helps entrepreneurs and small businesses elevate their brand and their marketing presence through visual storytelling and excellent photography. She really is helpful in capturing not just a really good headshot, but the personality behind the brand or behind that small business. So she left the corporate world after many years of working in PR and marketing to go and pursue her passion, which is in photography. If you've seen any of my recent profile pictures on Facebook or a lot of my Instagram photos, a lot of those Melissa took. She's really very talented. And if you're looking to change your headshot or create a cohesive brand for your business, she would be a great person to reach out to. The next person I want to highlight is Linda Avalotis. She is a sales and I would say a sales coach. And in 1994, Linda left the security of bank branch management and the comfort of a steady salary and leaped into the world of 100% commission sales. And if you've ever done this, you know how frightening that is. A lot of insurance people would agree with that. Since that time, she started her own businesses and is now coaching other people with the success that she has had herself, sharing the tools and the knowledge that she has gained over the years to help others grow their businesses and meet their sales goal. So she works with clients who have to make a sale in order to earn that paycheck. She helps her clients blow the socks off their sale goals. And in her spare time, she's very well known for networking, not just with women, with men. The name of her business is called Leva Connections. And she splits her time between Cincinnati and the DC area. But if you have the chance to hear her speak, she's really helpful. The next person I want to talk about is Chasha Manfra. She's an owner and travel agent of A Well-Traveled Life. She focuses on providing concierge level service to clients. With more than 18 years of industry experience, she specializes in Mexico, the Caribbean, and all things Disney, cruises, and worldwide guided tours. She believes that traveling shouldn't be just for bucket lists, but be for an experience. Travel and exploring new places, customs, and cuisines, she believes enriches your life and brings the world into perspective. She is really very helpful on a number of levels. Chasha is very well known for having a great deal of insider information. She hosts a variety of events. She hosted recently a wine tasting. This month, she's putting together a private viewing of The Lion King for her clients. She's just an all-around wonderful person. And if you are thinking about planning a vacation or a wedding moon or a baby moon, Tesha is your girl. The next person I would like to highlight is Mona Harb. She is a founding member, and she is one of the only founding members that we have that owns a brick and mortar business. She has been the owner of Lofty Salon and Spa in Vienna for nearly 14 years. A self-proclaimed curlyologist or curly hair expert, she possesses the unique expertise to transform the most challenging set of tresses. She's able to diagnose a personality of the curl. She has a variety of different curl types. She identifies the curl and is able to cut the hair based on this personality type. She's perfected what she calls the diamond technique to cut curly hair. And like I said, she owns and operates the Lofty Salon and Spa in Vienna. She's really very supportive of many female-owned businesses and is really just a really wonderful person to talk to and get to know. The next person I'd like to highlight and speak highly about is Mary Sue Dahill. She's a founding member of DC Fempreneur, but is really my personal technology guru. She's the person that I go to when I am looking to automate something that I'm spending a lot of time on, sometimes working in a CRM, social media marketing. Mary Sue's specialty is creating systems that enable fempreneurs to enjoy the independence and freedom of business ownership. She believes that business owners are often great at what they do, but many don't have the time, interest, or skill to make technology work well for them. So she combines her love of technology and organizational creativity and shows others how to make technology work for them. Whether her clients want more time or money, she helps to impact their lives and their business by giving them their free time back. So taking things that are on your plate, off your plate, by automating and streamline. Mary Sue's business is called MSD Advisors, and she's super helpful. If you're looking to automate some of your systems or create really good organizational operations, she is the person for you. The next person I want to highlight and speak highly about is Didi Kai. She is a founding member and business owner of Fit to Profit LLC, a company that utilizes her personal expertise in psychology, cognitive science, holistic wellness, physical training, and business to help leaders and entrepreneurs attain peak performance. She's been in the health and wellness industry for more than a decade, learning how to not only be physically fit, but also mentally strong. Her vision through Fit to Profit is to empower everyone to realize his or her true potential by making life mentorship and coaching accessible to everyone worldwide. Didi is going to be leading up our new mastermind that will be launching later this month. She's going to be working with a lot of the DC Fempreneur community to offer mastermind and coach-led master classes. The first two that she's going to be leading, the first one is called Your 100K Biz Blueprint and Creating Business Structure. And then the second is How to Brand and Charge Your Worth. So she's going to essentially help uncover how you are able to decide how you are going to price your products and services so you're really able to charge your worth. She's really a wonderful speaker, and I think she's really very helpful, and I really admire her personal philosophy of embracing everyone and not excluding anyone. She really wants to help everyone as much as she can. And I think that's really a helpful motto or philosophy rather. The next person I want to highlight is Kelly Ryan. She is very well known in the DC fempreneur community and in the entrepreneur community as being incredibly friendly and gregarious. She is what she calls herself as a breast cancer slayer. She works very closely with one of her favorite charities that's called Pink Tie. And she is actually working on a fundraiser for Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. So take a look at that. She is a civil servant with more than 30 years of government service. She's been an entrepreneur for 5 years and is a founding director with Bellamy Luxury Skincare and a founding ambassador with Piper Noble Bags. She has several different other businesses where she combines her passion of working with teenagers and the local community. And she's just really one of those funky gals that really supports everyone, is a cheerleader for everyone's business and their brand. The next person I would like to highlight is Farah Broom. She's a new founding member and recently promoted to regional vice president with Primerica Financial Services. She has an MBA in finance from Johns Hopkins University, as well as her financial planning certificate from Georgetown University. She's a licensed investment professional in Virginia, Maryland, and DC, and is incredibly passionate about financial literacy and her mission to help families become properly protected, debt-free, and financially independent. I met Farah for the first time a month or so ago. She attended a small networking mixer in Alexandria. And as soon as she said to me that she was interested in building genuine relationships and helping women become more financially literate, and she said that in her experience, a lot of times women who are very active in their households, whenever their personal finances are in disarray, it will usually spill over into her business. So I think Farah is really a very helpful person to get to know if you're interested in finding out more about making sure your finances are in order. Speaking of which, I think this is a good segue to Manisha Elhantz. She's a CPA and the founder of Vienna Tax and Accounting. She came very, very highly recommended to me from one of our founding members, Melissa Maylett, our photographer that I mentioned. Manisha provides a wide range of accounting, tax, and advisory services to a diverse client base comprised of corporations, partnerships, as well as small businesses and individuals. She helps her clients improve their cash flow, position, and profitability. She is passionate about educating entrepreneurs and individuals about finance. Manisha is going to be leading another one of our masterclasses in January to help us get on track for our taxes that we're going to be needing to file in 2020. She's a great person to reach out to and get to know. Also incredibly knowledgeable in a very unique way is founding member Denise DeRosa. She's an online safety and digital citizenship expert, blogger, and speaker. Denise founded Cyber Sensible LLC to provide digital wellness workshops to families, parents, and youth. She often speaks in schools and is an experienced media professional with a master's degree in communication, culture, and technology from Georgetown University. Cybersensible events focus on establishing healthy tech habits and finding digital balance. I think this is really super helpful for adults and for young persons who are coming up in the 21st century. As a mother of a 11 and 15-year-old, I can't tell you how important it is for us to learn how to speak to our kids about using technology and social media to really be aware of what's out there and how to protect ourselves. Denise resides in Bethesda, Maryland, and will be heading up a lot of our events in that area. So stay tuned for some networking events and events that we are going to be having in the Bethesda, Maryland area. Last but not least, I want to highlight our newest founding member. Her name is Catherine Van Wert. She is a wonderful person, and I met her several years ago through another networking group, and of course, we just really hit it off very well. She's already been featured on the DC Fempreneur podcast. She was really one of my very first guests. Catherine is a certified life and weight loss coach. She is incredibly knowledgeable and has received a certification from the Life Coach School. She has successfully led a weight loss group here in her hometown of Burke, Virginia. And she coaches a variety of clients using meta skills, which is one of her favorite topics to talk about, in order to develop and maintain strong, productive relationships for personal and business success. One of her personal favorite things to do is to talk to a woman about where they are in their life and to help them reframe their mindset and essentially get out of their own way. She was really very helpful for me when I was thinking about what it is I wanted to do. And she really convinced me that I could step out from behind the idea that there were already existing networking groups out there. There were already people that were leading community groups. She convinced me that I absolutely can be successful at my passion, which is working with female entrepreneurs, being a community organizer, and just really doing what I love. So there, in a very roundabout way, is all of our 13 founding members. As you can tell, everybody comes from a completely different background with a great deal of knowledge and expertise. They're all different in their own way. And what I really love about the DC Fempreneur founding members is how they are all committed to come together and help grow and support the local Fempreneur community. So the next time you're able to attend a DC Fempreneur event, I would love to meet you and hear more about your business, your goals, and how we can help you grow and succeed. And like always, when we have events, as many of the founding members that can attend will be there. And I usually take a moment to introduce or acknowledge the founding members that are there. If you're interested in a personal introduction to any of the women that I mentioned, Sandy Bishop, the realtor, Robin, who's the fitness coach, Melissa Maylett, who's our photographer, Linda, who's our sales coach, Chesha, our travel agent, Mona, our salon owner, Mary Sue, our technology guru, Didi Kai, Fit to Profit coach, Kelly Ryan, who's in luxury skincare, Thayer Broom, our financial expert, Denise, our cybersecurity expert, Manisha, our CPA, and then Catherine, our personal and business development coach. So if you're looking for an introduction to any of these amazing women, I would be happy to do that for you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon. Are you suffering from small business overwhelm? Is nothing getting accomplished because you have no idea what to focus on first? Well, guess what? Our new sponsor, Sperence, handles all of those to-do lists like the mom bosses they are. The mother of all virtual agencies, all projects performed by stay-at-home moms and dads with a laundry list of spare skills. We call them Sparents. You can book a free consultation to find out what they can do for you on their website at meetthesparents.asme or go to their website, sparent.co. Special thanks to Jennifer Crawford for her support and, of course, being the creator and founder of DC Podcast Fest.